tree. Tree Paul. He lives in the tree. And he resembles the bark of a tree knife. You have to be looking pretty close if you notice this tree Paul on a tree.
Yeah.
He'd be there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Of course, he's bound to live there somewhere, maybe in the ground or somewhere. I don't know much about his habits, but I know the tree Paul will come out late of the evening and hop around the house. I used to be here plenty of them. But now, my neighbor down here said he saw down Chisholm, two or three small frogs here a year or so ago. Well, they're gone. He don't know where they are, but they're bound to be around there somewhere.
What about the hard shell, you know, like the hard shell thing, the kinds of things, the hard shells, pulls the neck and legs into a shell, you know?
A hog?
No, a kind of animal that has a shell on its back.
Has
a shell, carries its
hole. Oh, yeah. That's a terrapin.
Oh, I see.
A terrapin. Now, he's a dry land young. And, he lives out, I see one here occasionally. They still around, and I was going somewhere over here the other day and saw one out in the road. And I straddled him, you know.
Yeah, sure, you don't have
to. I would have got out and moved him, but I was afraid somebody would run into him.
Yeah, sure.
And I was gone about an hour and I come back and he's still out in the road. If nobody hadn't hit him so far.
Well, I guess he'll get there sooner or later.
I imagine he got his kill before he got off.
Oh, he might have got over.
I hope he did,
yeah.
Now, they're kind of useful for the long farm. They catch a lot of insects, don't you see?
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I wish I had more of them.
What kind of insects do you have on the farm?
Well, it's mostly, we have beetles, bean beetles, eat some bean vines. We have to spray again. Then we have different insects, bugs, and different things in the vegetation.
Yeah.
And it's over. Terrapin, if he can, he'll grab them. And they'll catch flies. They'll get out, you know, and catch flies.
Yeah, what about, insects? That brings to mind something else. What kind of stinging insects do you
have? Oh, well, we have what is known as a bumblebee. He's a bad in the grass. And he'll raise in the barn. I had a bunch of them get in my barn. And I had time getting them out. And then we have the honeybee. He, of course, we raise him. And they're stingy too. Then we have a hornet.
Oh yeah.
And he will build one built out here on my house. He built a pretty big nest there.
Oh yeah. What is a hornet exactly?
Well, he's a kind of a dark looking gentleman. He's about